Voltra, GFI Digital, Dense Express, and St. Louis Digital Media. The cost, $600 per foursome. It includes a round of golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze, and a reserve spot in next May's free Dotem Open with Lisa Ann. Just search Lemmings Open on eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. Or check to register on the 590thefan.com homepage and just click events on 590thefan.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
Hattie-O's is opening its doors all football season this year, and with 41 brand new TVs and NFL Sunday Ticket across the board, you've got a view of every game. Follow your fantasy lineup, cheer on your favorite team, or just enjoy the best burger in town with $3 smash burgers during all the games. Hattie-O's always provides free and safe parking, so you can confidently post up at a locally owned St. Louis establishment 5 nights a week. That's Hattie-O's, 618 South 7th Street, right next to Busch Stadium. See you at kickoff. Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-664-4005.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling at designair.net.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Your heating, cooling, and indoor air quality system should improve your health in addition to providing comfort. And all across the St. Louis area, Scott Lee Heating Company is trusted with both. With over 40 years of experience with residential and commercial heating, cooling, and healthy air systems, including maintenance, repair, and replacement, they have St. Louis covered and comfortable. Contact them today to learn about cost-saving rebates at scottleeheating.com. Scott Lee Heating Company, where satisfied customers are their most important asset.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up watching your team trounce their rivals. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Use promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie. The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year, we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Hattie-O's is opening its doors all football season this year, and with 41 brand new TVs and NFL Sunday Ticket across the board, you've got a view of every game. Follow your fantasy lineup, cheer on your favorite team, or just enjoy the best burger in town with $3 smash burgers during all the games. Hattie-O's always provides free and safe parking, so you can confidently post up at a locally owned St. Louis establishment 5 nights a week. That's Hattie-O's, 618 South 7th Street, right next to Busch Stadium. See you at kickoff.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
Kate, Kate rhymes with great and rhymes with late. That is the late, great Kate Smith. Patriotic. We should all be so patriotic. It's showtime.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
That's right. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
So join his partners.
Hey, partners, that's you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
There's no fun left on.
Dominatrix gag ball.
Oh, there it is. There it is. I knew it would appear. I knew it wouldn't take long.
Well, good afternoon. Hey, have you edited together yet?
Not yet. He's busy.
That'll be a good one. Good afternoon. Welcome to the September 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Bertarelli. That'll be my one-time Italian accent twist to Bertarelli. Cutlery and personal protective equipment, or PPE. We'll talk about both. And you heard the guy who called earlier and said he's a woodworker. And he has some kind of a planing thing, and he gets it sharpened. They do everything. Let's do this.
Hey!
This being a round of introductions, in case you're new to the show and you wonder, who are those people? Well, the control board operator sounds different. He doesn't sound like the rest of us. That's because for 19 years he lived in Great Britain. For 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. Yes, he's the closest thing we have to a prince or a duke or any of that stuff. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And live and in person in the studio, because he did not go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Clevelin. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Behind the 6-inch thick COVID-19 proof glass is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. Right now, they have great rates on car loans and home loans, along with home equity loans starting at 2.75% for the first 12 months. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs.
Got an email from a listener that says, would you ask Dan, do they have any of the branches in Walmart locations?
Yes, they do. They have several branches.
Okay.
Several
all
different
right.
Walmart
well,
locations.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. All right.
To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
You're not going to ask him who wrote that email?
No. He's losing it. That's the running bit. He usually says, who's that from? And then I say,
well,
who it's from.
No. Then let me finish.
He was in the middle of a sponsor.
No, you finish.
Who wrote the email?
No, you're too late. Too late. Okay. It's from Peter Stifley from Shoveltown, Missouri.
Stifley.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Peter Stifley. Thank you, Peter. And now let's go to the man who wears three hats. One of the hats is head of research for this show. The other is newsman for this show. The larger hat, because it's his real job, his full-time job, is that a private investigator. That's right, he's a real one, licensed and everything. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello and thank you to the law office of Scott Sermon.
You are licensed,
Sermon.
Right? You're licensed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, Missouri
check.
And Illinois.
All right, check.
Hello and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman, reminding you that Bayer has announced it will pay billions
to thousands of people to settle lawsuits brought by people who contracted cancer after using the weed killer Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you. The Law Office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases right now, standing by if you or a loved one on either side of the river think you might be eligible. In addition, they're also accepting inquiries regarding class action suits on users of ranitidine, including products like Zantac and other dangerous products like talcum powder. To find out more, just shoot them a quick email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Once again,
nailed that.
lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one. It should not be made solely on advertisements.
Yeah, see, Tim, normally, he's the first guy I ever really heard on a regular basis say, nailed it. Yep. Nailed that one. And you, there's a great line in Christmas Carol with George C. Scott where he plays Scrooge. And, yeah. And the line is, one of the ghosts is saying something that Scrooge said. And Scrooge says, you use my own words against me. That's kind of what you mean. Thank you so much. George C. Scott.
That's very well done.
Yes, Scrooge.
The Scrooge is that a true story?
Yes, that is a true story. The Ebenezer Scrooge actually did happen. Yeah.
Oh.
Glad you asked. And now we move on to Hebe Jimenez, who is in charge of security. Always happy. Listen to him. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven. Say hi to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, okay? She just joined you guys recently. And Rat Boy missed an opportunity earlier. Somebody said, and Limey, I know you caught it late. You remember what it was?
I think it was please or... It was something along that line, trees.
And you failed to turn his mic on. What were you going to say,
Jeez.
Red? Yeah, sorry, you didn't have your mic on. Oh, now you got to say it. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes. Yes. Bertarelli. Bertarelli. Now, that's Italian. Speaking of Italian, one of the Four Seasons, and I mention it because Frankie Valli, Italian, obviously. I think all the guys in the group were Italian.
So.
The founder, Tommy DeVito, passed away at 92. So, and that's kind of a related Italian person. You know, the Italians, a close-knit group there on the Hill. And that's where Bertarelli is, by the way, on the Hill. Like, as in the restaurants. What a perfect place to be for a company that sharpens the knives for 1,300 restaurants and kitchens. Now, I got an email from somebody the other day and said, oh, Frank, stop exaggerating. You say they sharpen 2,500 knives a day. I'm not exaggerating. On average, they sharpen 2,500 knives a day. I didn't make that up.
Who sent you that email?
Dick Johnson.
Oh.
Dick Johnson.
From Shoveltown, Missouri.
Oh.
Yeah.
I still suck for him.
Yeah, 2,500 knives a day. And then the guy who called earlier reminded me, lawn equipment, anything with a blade that needs to be sharpened, woodworking type stuff, they sharpen that stuff too.
Remember seeing all those boxes when we did that video down there?
Yeah.
For every single restaurant in St. Louis, there was a box for all of them. They had all their knives.
It's kind of old school because it's like a magic marker. They black Sharpie
pen. That was really
interesting. And just stacks of, and every box had the name of, for example, Canetto's or Annie Gun, whatever. And you knew that in that box were their knives, and they would send them over to the restaurant, and the restaurant would send them back. It's like you swap the dull ones for the sharp ones twice a month. And they do that for 1,300 restaurants. But let's talk about PPE, personal protective equipment. Look, some people, for some of us, there'll come a day, hopefully, when we're not having to wear the masks or gloves or whatever. But for other people, it's part of the way they make their living. They've been wearing them long before COVID, and they will until they retire. Dentists, people that work in hospitals, people work in certain types of production lines or labs. You get the idea. But now we run into a situation here where people who never, ever, ever thought they'd have to wear a mask unless they had an allergy and they wore one when they're cutting the grass or something, we're wearing masks. Whether we want to or not, because sometimes you don't have a choice. Where do you get your masks? One mask, 10 masks, 10,000 masks. Gloves. You need a pair? You need 500? You need a million? That's not a made up number either. They fill orders and supply gloves in orders of 1 million and 2 million to people who need them, and they do it quickly because they have plenty, and when they start to get low, they restock the warehouse. Nobody has to wait for personal protective equipment. So face shields, plexiglass panels, isolation gowns, mask, gloves. I always stumble when I try to think of the name hand sanitizer. I want to say germicide, but it's hand sanitizer. They have plenty of that too. And the pump bottles and the spray bottles that you need when you buy that stuff by the gallon. Two blocks down from their cutlery store, that's where their warehouse is. Wonderful family, wonderful company. Good, solid St. Louis on the hill business. Bertarelli, Bertarelli. Can't remember how to spell it? No problem. Go to facebook.com/AMandThePM or francopinion.com, and both places you'll find links to their website, which is BertarelliCo.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Time to check in with Bill Cleveland. I will tell you now, don't blink when I get to the joke. I believe it is the shortest joke, maybe, that I've ever told. And I haven't told this joke for at least 5 or 6 years. And I'll tell you the story behind why it's making a return today. But first, our next participant, contributor, whatever you want to call him, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Here is Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I am great. It's a great day.
Now, you are fired up today.
I am.
Why?
His microphone's hot.
Limey, do we have like a... Do you have a drum roll by chance?
Whoa.
If you don't, it's okay. I can do this without a drum roll.
Be big. You got a timpani? Is
yeah,
it under,
I got it. I got a couple of drums in here, I think. Yeah, what's up? I mean, it's going to take me a minute to find it. Like, I mean, you know, you throw me on the spot.
Sorry yeah. about that. Not I just thought it.
Now, hang on. The perfect one would be timpani. And we say, Limey, do you have it? What he's doing is he's struggling to find the microphone over by Bruce's timpani.
There are a lot of microphones.
Bruce is standing by the timpani.
So
he's ready
many
to go.
Bill could have sent you a text a half hour ago saying, hey, have this ready.
You know,
could
have.
I just on the spot.
Thought he'd been a nice guy.
Yeah.
There's also the
jackass
instead Jerry Lewis telethon thing too, where he says timpani.
Well, I'll maybe, tell you what. If
maybe
you,
the group could just pretend.
No, here I can just.
All right, I got a Civil War drum.
No,
you
know? It's timpani. Here, I'll just do it.
Here you go.
Brother War drum.
I have one.
Right,
I just
got
to get this damn thing.
I'm so sorry. I feel ridiculous.
You should. Jackass.
This better be a big announcement.
All right. Okay. Here we go. And it's not working.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead, Frank.
There it is. Okay.
Wow. That didn't take long.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was quick.
So I have written three books.
What?
100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. That was my first book.
Came
about 3.5 years ago.
I
had a book called Driving Across America. Did a kid's book at the start of the quarantine called An American Road Trip for Kids. Today, it has been published, my fourth travel book.
Whoa!
Yes.
Whoa.
It is called Finding the American Dream, and I'm going to... I usually am kind of humble about this stuff.
No,
I don't like to, do a lot of self... No, I don't do...
Yes,
I do not do a lot of promotion on the air. I absolutely do not, and you know that's true.
Yeah, you do.
Except for this whole segment.
I'm sorry, what was that, Tim?
Nothing.
Tim?
Nothing. Go ahead.
How many guys did you have to hire to... Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
Fourth book.
I'm going to say to move out all of your unsold books, but that's okay.
Oh, wow, man.
Third.
Yeah.
That was unnecessary.
I enjoyed
it.
So, as I was saying before I was really interrupted...
I just hired every woman you've dated in life one.
This
right,
is getting good.
Down, gentlemen.
All right, and
down.
Now back to book four.
Yes, book number four. So it's called Finding the American Dream, and I am really proud of this one. Of all the ones that I've written, this is the one I'm most proud of. And I'll just give you a quick little backstory. So over and over, and you were talking about being patriotic earlier in the show here. So I have heard people say things like the American Dream is dead. And that really bothers me because as I've traveled and I've gone all over the country, I have not only seen examples of famous people that you would know, iconic Americans, and have seen how they you know, followed their dreams and became successful. But I've also seen people who are just regular, everyday, ordinary folks who worked hard,
like us,
and who were dedicated and, yeah, maybe had a little bit of luck, but made their dreams come true, whatever that may be. It might not be being a celebrity. It might just mean, you know, opening up a restaurant or whatever. And so about a year ago, I started writing down notes about these places that I have been, most of them places I have been, and about famous Americans where you can trace back kind of where they started their dreams. So, like, for example, Dolly Parton is one of the people that I profiled.
Yeah.
She lived in a shack. And
she,
I think
she gets a boing.
Oh, yes, she does. She lives in a shack. She slept with three of her sisters as a kid, and this is not a joke, and I didn't include this in the book, but so, for example, she's on record as saying during cold winters, she actually enjoyed it when one of her other sisters would wet the bed because that was the only warmth that they got during the evening.
Wow.
Like, that is not a joke.
That's poor.
Yes.
I'd be happy at a...
And so, when you warm yourself with your sister's urine...
Isn't that crazy?
That's poverty.
That is an absolutely true story. Louis Armstrong is someone that I profile in the book. You talk about people who come from poverty. He lived in a neighborhood that was so poor, they called it...
How poor was it?
They called it the battlefield. That was his neighborhood, and of course he became a big success. So there's about 70 or 75 Americans that I profiled, and the cool thing is, after you read about all these people, and they all have inspiring stories, every single one of them, every single chapter tells you a place to go where you can go to the place where they essentially started their dream. So maybe if it's Elvis Presley, you can go right to his childhood home where he lived in Tupelo, Mississippi. Or I know we've talked about, you know, Johnny Cash's childhood
Elvis
home.
Elvis had a movie called Follow That Dream. That was one of his horrible movies.
Elvis.
Good for him.
Elvis had that.
And a song that, by the same name.
I want to follow that dream.
Follow that dream, Ailey.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Tina Turner is one, so you can go to the schoolhouse, the one-room schoolhouse where she started singing. That's in Tennessee. So all of these places, you can actually go and see where these people started their dreams. So I'm really proud of it. It's got some trivia in it.
You sound excited.
I am. It turned out so good. I was really surprised when it came back from the publisher a couple of days ago.
How much is this book?
It's $22.50. And it's a pretty heavy book, actually. What did you say?
That's great price.
And so it has color photographs in it. The color pictures, that's what makes it expensive. And that's about it. So billontheroad.com if you want to check it out. And I did a video. So people who follow me on Facebook have already seen this video. But I took a while. I put together a little 3-4 minute documentary just kind of explaining what the book is all about. And it turned out really well.
Like I announced that I'm about, this is not a joke, to introduce my first mask. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm working on having AM and the PM masks made. It's a white mask with AM. Ladies and gentlemen, I am making a mask. No, I contacted a company. The guy's the guy's a listener, and he has a specialty company, and he's sending me a prototype of the mask, white mask with AM and the PM in blue and red. So red, white, and blue with a flag, like a bumper sticker. So I'm hoping we get the price down enough that I can get a bunch of them for listeners to wear.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. So there you go. So that's all I just wanted to mention.
No. You have an announcement too?
Everybody gets an announcement today.
He just likes to play with the drum.
If you go to billontheroad.com, you can learn all about it, pick a copy up. And thank you in advance to all of the people who actually do. With this COVID stuff, I can't do any events or talking to groups or different things like that. So the only thing we can do are virtual. So we'll maybe try to do a couple of those. So that's it. Thanks for letting me mention that. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
You can hear it. They're excited about that.
They're amped up.
And Tim, I apologize. It was below the belt.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. He'll get you. When Tim says, "Oh, that's all right," get ready. Because something's coming your way. You can count on it.
Bill Cleveland sold out of my books.
Huh? I'm sure you did.
I did. I sold 3,000 books.
Well, that's not an insignificant number.
No, I know.
That's good.
Can you reprint them?
I don't want to upstage anybody.
My name is
mentioned
in that book.
I'm thinking about giving my masks away free. But
really?
I'm thinking about it. I'm just thinking about it.
I'm going to buy some.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I don't know how this came up yesterday, probably talking about Tim moving, but Limey, for people like you, maybe you're not aware of this, but there was a time when part of the moving process would have involved peeling off wallpaper.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Had wallpaper, and your grandparents had always had flowered, ugly wallpaper with flowers. It's always flowers on it.
Many times as a kid, I helped my dad redecorate a friend's house, and we had to take down wallpaper, or we had to put wallpaper up.
You put it up?
Yeah, it's the worst thing in the world.
That's hard.
I don't even remember the paste you used to use, but it used to get everywhere. It was like it was this powder that you had to mix in the water, and you basically just painted the wall with it.
And the paste looked exactly like the gravy at KFC.
Yes.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. I think it's the same thing.
Ugh.
So, peeling off wallpaper, and then I started thinking about, I remember the most expensive paper was foil. It was foil wallpaper.
Wow.
Like aluminum foil kind of material. Really pretty, really expensive. And
that protected your house from aliens.
Foil?
Yes.
Thank you, Dan.
Mm.
It's just one of those things that you completely forget about because nobody puts up wallpaper anymore.
No.
Paint is so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
And easier to change. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, you don't want to touch it up. You tear wallpaper, good luck. Because even if you have some of the wallpaper, now you got to try to match the pattern.
I can't even believe you're talking about my realtor's making my contractor at my house right now tear down the wallpaper in the two rooms that had it. It was just border wallpaper at the top. She said that's out.
Oh, take it out. That was a big deal.
No
chair rail.
The
border. We had it in St. Charles. We had it up along the top, and then we had the chair rail paper.
Sometimes if it's not sized, which whatever.
I remember that. I remember that word.
The sizing of the back. Because if it's sized correctly, it'll just peel right off.
That's right.
I have a wallpaper remover at home, one of those steamers.
Braggart.
Wow, aren't you
man. Oh, yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. Bruce Springsteen is 71 today. And that's all. I don't have any. You know who Bruce Springsteen is? I just thought I'd throw it out there that he's 71. And they're finally going to bury Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I guess, Friday. It's like we've been honoring her for, it seems like, a month. And I watch not all the coverage, enough to see, she did a lot. And she paved the way for a lot of women. But they never have mentioned the one thing that she did that I liked the most. That's when she did that line in that movie, "I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too." They never mentioned that. See, she kind of looked a little bit like the, hey, too soon? Well, they come on. If you're honest, hold on. If you're honest, you have to admit she, come on, people. She had a little bit of that, she transformed in looks.
Keep digging.
Well, she did. She was a fairly hot, attractive, and then something happened.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that you were.
No. She didn't just get old.
I thought you were going to say you liked that she didn't like Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the flag.
Well, I like
that
too.
She said that was stupid, which I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, she's right about that. But if anybody, you don't tell me, folks, that you didn't look at her as a younger woman and then older and going, whew, man, she didn't age very well. I think that's the way they usually put it. And she didn't. That doesn't make her less of a trailblazer. She just,
I was a bit shocked at how Nancy Pelosi went from looking attractive to Skeletor. I wonder what
Pelosi was a babe.
She was.
Go find a couple of the good cleavage photos of Pelosi.
She looks like a Skeksis.
But she's still got some fun bags. She does. She's still got them. They may be hanging lower, but she's got some fun
her
bags.
Her jaw keeps moving back and forth, side to side.
Yeah, like those teeth.
Puppets and
she's trying
office.
To hold her teeth in.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that is really irritating.
Put your finger in there.
False teeth.
Yeah, well, the way she just, like she's afraid they're going to fall out on the floor or something. Let's see. I mentioned Tommy DeVito, 92, founder of the Four Seasons, as in Frankie Valli. And I know I'm not the sports guy here, but I guarantee you Tim knows who Gale Sayers was.
Oh, yeah.
And Gale Sayers passed away, I think, this morning at 77.
Yeah.
If you've never seen the movie Brian's Song, the story of Brian Piccolo, here's the deal. I would imagine if you watch it now, it would come off as kind of cheesy and corny.
Jeez.
That's right, Red Boy.
James Caan is in it.
James Caan played Brian Piccolo.
And who was it? The Billy D. Williams?
Billy D. Williams, yes. Yeah. Good way. Why did he go play Gale Sayers? Gale Sayers, they were best friends. They both played, I think, with the Chicago Bears. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Gale Sayers was inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. He was the youngest guy ever inducted. 34, he made it to the Hall of Fame.
He was awesome.
And he just passed away at 77. He was a running back. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, I'm not, completely stupid. But almost stupid, but not completely. So, what else did I want to mention? Oh, they're trying to come up with a new name. Down in New Orleans, there's a beer. If you go to Texas, there's Lone Star Beer. Mm-hmm. New Orleans has a beer called Dixie Beer. And now they think they need to change the name. I say, why don't you just change the name to Out of Business because nobody's going to buy it since you caved and changed the name because you think Dixie somehow, is now politically incorrect. No, get over it.
I don't think that would fit on the
I don't
can
think
that,
I don't
or
think
the
that
bottle.
Would fit on a label.
All that.
I'm really
seeing that on a billboard.
I'm sorry they think they have to do that because 113 years Dixie Beer has been around. And if you remember, we've seen the change to Aunt Jemima. Okay, I get it. She does have the kind of mammy servant look. I get that one. I still don't get Uncle Ben. What was wrong with that distinguished-looking black man with a bow tie, Uncle Ben? What was wrong with that? Now it's Ben's Original. That's the new name.
Ben's Original.
Yeah, without his...
So they didn't get rid of the person. They just changed the name.
And they don't show the picture anymore.
Oh, they don't?
It's just Ben's Original with no bow tie.
And I thought the big derogatory thing was, like, Uncle Tom. Is that...
I think that's... you're a black... No, wait. What is...
Uncle Tom...
If you're...
You're not... You're not black. You're more white than black. And you kind of turned on the black community. Okay. That's not it at all. It's because they thought that his depiction with the bow tie was somehow sort of servant-like. I disagree.
What?
I disagree. Then Cream of Wheat, they changed their logo.
Oh.
Eskimo Pie is changing the name from... because
what is Cream of Wheat?
It's sand.
Is it a soup or something?
It's sand.
It's like oatmeal.
It's
a real creamier oatmeal. It's like a rice-based oatmeal. Yeah.
It's like a bowl of wet sand.
But it's the consistency butter, of grits.
You put butter and sugar on it. Like
oh,
grits.
Man, I love it.
My daughter, when she was little, man, Theo might like Cream of Wheat.
Yeah.
You put some butter, brown sugar in there, you're good to go. And then Eskimo Pie, they're going to change that name. What is happening?
What are they going to call it?
No. Eskimo, that's not acceptable anymore. You're not supposed to call them Eskimos. It's like Oriental. Ooh, Asian, not Oriental. So the world's gone insane, that's more evidence of it.
Alaskan American?
Now, is that what you're supposed I got something very clever in the mail. Every year at Lake of the Ozarks, Lake Regional Hospital holds a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And they raise a lot of money, and it's a black tie dress-up invitation. This is very clever. Here's what they sent out. Denim and Diamonds, a no-show event. Not taking place on October 3rd. This is hilarious. It says Lake Regional Auxiliary Hospital asks you to not join us October 3rd for the annual Denim and Diamond events. Stay home. Don't buy a dress. Don't shine your shoes. Don't get a babysitter. Don't worry about being on time or late. Don't even show up. Instead, stay home. We're inviting you to stay. I think this is brilliant. The way they did this. So, way to go, Lake Regional Hospital. And now, I've still got a little time. It's a very short joke. I did a little more research on the smartwatch. This is the watch that's $100, and it beeps, I guess, to tell you if somebody is closer than 6 feet. What a waste of money. But it gets better. I read more about it, and it only works with somebody else who has the watch. Which means pretty much nobody. Wow. Who's going to have this?
That's the dumbest
thing. It is the dumbest thing.
You know what my watch says?
What?
Tick, 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 tick.
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
But you did. No. Oh, and this one. You know who Jerry Harris is? Of course you don't.
No.
FBI has charged celebrity Jerry Harris with producing child porn.
Hang on a second, Jerry.
This guy was on a cheerleading reality show.
Was it? He wasn't a member of the Glee. Never mind.
Then. No. Who ever watched this show? Nobody. And I love this. It says, Harris, who rose to fame, rose to fame when he was in Netflix's Cheer docuseries. Nah, I'm sorry. I don't think fame is the right word there. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yesterday, Greg White is a nice guy. He's an attorney, longtime friend, stopped by the station. Dan, you've known him forever. I've known Greg White a long time. Greg White, nobody loves a good joke more than Greg White. And he said, Frank, there's a joke you haven't told since you've been here. And as soon as he reminded me of it, I said, you know what? I haven't. I haven't told it for 5 or 6 years because I thought, well, maybe it's just too short. But then when he reminded me of it, I thought it's worth telling. It qualifies in terms of that 1 to 10 scale. It's a 10. So here we go. Adam and Eve, Garden of Eden, naked, see each other for the very first time. Adam has never laid eyes on her, on any woman. She's the first woman. What is the first thing that Adam said to Eve as they stood there looking at each other in the Garden of Eden? Here's what he said. He said, well, you better stand back because I don't know how big this thing's going to get.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Sonic, the toasted s'more shake with chocolate chunks, graham cracker crumbs, real vanilla ice cream topped with marshmallow whip, and more graham cracker crumbs. It can't get s'more s'mores than this, only for a limited time at Sonic. Westbound 15 at Illinois 157 is closed. You have a serious rollover accident. A solid jam on Illinois 13 between 15 and Eiler Road as motorists try to avoid this closure on 15. Westbound 70, look for volume 270 through 141. Westbound 30 stacking up into High Ridge Boulevard. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-664-4005. Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road, just west of 270.
Hey St. Louis, since you can't go to Busch Stadium, let Schnucks bring the stadium to you. Two lucky Schnucks Rewards members will win a very unique Cardinals experience. Schnucks will bring a giant TV, ballpark food, Anheuser-Busch beer, and several other surprises from the stadium to your backyard for a Cardinals watch party. There will even be special appearances from former Cardinal players. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app and enter to win. So download Schnucks Rewards and have Schnucks bring Busch Stadium to your backyard.
590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dense Express, and STL Digital Media. Four some tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
Promised him we'd give him a little more time today, and that's exactly what we're going to do. He is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, where Tim took his mom for a fantastic lunch. Today was her birthday.
Oh, right? Yeah, today's her 71st birthday.
An annual event.
Unbelievable.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Folks, think about that. How's your mom doing? She's still around. you might want to take her to Annie Gunn's. Here's a suggestion, and it's a good one. You need to make a reservation if you're going to have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. You just do, especially with this COVID seating thing. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff that's down there. They're closed only on Monday. And gift cards are a great idea. They sell thousands of gift cards every year. They're going to sell them today. They're going to sell them tomorrow. Why don't you pick up a couple for somebody? Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody.
Yeah, come on, open that microphone. Turn that mic off.
I told you I'd make up to you for cutting you short the last couple of days. You have plenty of time.
I don't have much today.
Nah, and you say that. Yeah, yeah, you do.
My whole family is in St. Louis today. All my kids.
Well, not your whole family. Your wife's not here, right?
No, Cheryl and I aren't there. Yep. But Lacey from Washington D.C. and
why aren't you here with them?
You know,
they asked you not to come.
No. It's a
long story. Are you drunk?
No. Right. They're visiting my wonderful ex-wife who has serious Alzheimer's. Mm. It's her 70th birthday.
Okay.
And it's a sad occasion, actually.
Yeah, and those are words you've never said, my wonderful ex-wife.
Yeah.
Never been able
to
say that.
No. Oh, I have. I mean, she always, I never had a problem.
No,
in fact, Cheryl's very good friends with her.
That's unusual and good to hear for a change.
Yeah. I've got some love nuggets for you. More on Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitale and the ridiculous PDA. Paparazzi catching them making out in Central Park on a horse carriage ride at his restaurant and even out shopping with little Surrey. I mean, hey, guys, get a room. Now, let me ask Frank O'Pinion, when's the last time you made out with a lovely Tyann out in public?
1971. That's easy.
Okay, when were you married?
1971.
Okay, there you go. There's now undisputed evidence and photographs of former President Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Mrs. Maxwell, rendezvousing at Epstein's Arizona compound.
That's a lie.
Oh.
And I can say no more, homie. Lie.
Even if the photos
I'm
are real.
I'm telling you like it is.
Are the pictures with Trump, were they weren't taken at his compound. They were taken at a thing in New York or something, right? Or Mar-a-Lago or something, where he kicked Epstein out. That's the difference.
No,
these pictures
true,
of Clinton are from the compound.
These are pictures of Clinton and Maxwell together in Arizona, the Arizona compound that Epstein owned.
Well, that must be photoshopped.
Uh-huh.
Can't be true.
I did not have sexual relations with all those 127 women.
I did not go to that compound. I don't even know who that guy is.
That one dog. Don't forget the dog.
I did not do it with a dog. I've never done it with a dog. Well, Hillary, maybe. But
that's the dog for you. She'll bark all the way down to the bedroom.
We could do the whole thing like this if you want to.
I could do it like this if you wanted to.
Mine's better than yours. I think mine's better. I just do.
Oh, mine's better.
No, you're wrong.
All right, Dan, don't make me make it look bad.
Don't even get started on that. You'll lose
don't
that one, too.
Started,
you'll lose on both ends.
I'm going to have hamburger with a little French fries and a mustard.
You're going to be out of time before you know it.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
TV news on Dancing with the Stars. Charles Oakley was voted out, but there is no doubt it was Carol Baskin who really stunk it up on the show.
They better be careful. She might kill one of her the other people.
Exactly.
That's going up against her.
It's true. The fix is in. Producers know more viewers will tune in to see her rather than Oakley. Make no mistake, that voting crap is nothing but a bunch of shinola.
No, I agree.
The producers decide that. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, Derek Huff has cut a deal with ABC and will bankroll Derek's production company for future endeavors, including two sitcoms, a movie, and a variety show.
He is really talented.
He's
a very talented guy.
Odds and ends, it is policy. It's actual policy. Alaska Airlines, Southwest Airlines will not sell a middle seat. However.
And there's always however in life.
JetBlue and other airlines say they don't sell the middle seats, that's a bunch of lies. It's a bunch of bullshoy. If there's a passenger, they'll sell the middle seat. Only trust Alaska and Southwest. They will never sell a middle seat because of the coronavirus. Bill Murray's son, Homer, has opened up what is called the best taco shop in New York City, located across from Rockefeller Center. It's called Andre Tacos. There's always lines there. By the way, Bill Murray will be appearing on the premiere of Saturday Night Live on October 3rd. And I'm hearing a lot of buzz about Bill Murray's next movie. It's out next month. It's called On the Rocks, written, produced, and directed by Bill Murray's best friend, Sofia Coppola. It's about a young mother who reconnects with her crazy, out-of-control, larger-than-life playboy father and their adventures for 2 weeks together in New York City. I'm sorry to hear about the passing of Sylvester Stallone's mother, Jackie, at the age of 98, who, by the way, practiced witchcraft and claimed to predict the future.
He was always embarrassed about that. He's sorry he lost his mother, but I talked to him this morning.
You should have recorded it.
Well, I did, and I called him to just, you know, offer my condolences, and he was a little broken up, but he never really went for the whole, you know, witchcraft thing. Here's a little of what he said after I said, sorry to hear about your mom. Here's Sly Stallone.
Yeah, you know, thanks about that. But, you know, she was casted spells and stuff, and it's like, what the hell is this stuff going on?
Sly Stallone. There you go.
I guarantee you, folks, you will not hear that anywhere else.
No. You can hear he was broken up. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore made a big deal on her television show, big deal, that she has given an Oregon fire chief $10,000 after hearing that his house had burned down. Are you kidding me? I mean, Drew Barrymore is worth $125 million. She probably has $10,000 in her couch cushions.
Now, that's an awkward. Really? That's an awkward thing because you want to say to her, "Oh, well, thanks." Really?
With $10,000, he can rebuild his deck, redo his driveway.
Oh no,
because he can rent a Super 8 for 3 months.
There you go.
I get that. But I get Mike's point too. Come on, $10,000.
No, you're
gonna do it.
It.
Step up.
Dumbest thing.
And you know what? Especially when you brag about it on TV.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah. You do it. You know, whatever you're gonna do, give. Don't you talk about it.
No.
Don't brag about it. If you're doing it from the goodness of your heart, just do it.
You tell them.
That's the way I feel, homie. That's the way I do when I take care of my business.
22 seconds.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. I had full extra two minutes today. You decided
to. Now?
Well, now you have 15 seconds. No, I'm sorry.
California state investigators say that some of their fires were arson started.
Yep.
Arson started. Mike Evans, I'm live and I'm on fire. See ya.
Mm-hmm. That's true. They've arrested some people. So, please thank a police officer every chance you get. Now more than ever, they deserve it. They'll appreciate it. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves.
Good night.
Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye, Dan.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis.
Bye-bye. The 590 The Fan app is ready for you at your app store. Download it now and start listening today. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
The NFL Players Association has launched an investigation into a medical emergency involving Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor on Sunday. Multiple outlets claiming a doctor punctured one of Taylor's lungs when trying to inject a pregame painkiller into his ribs. Packers wide receiver Davante Adams bypassed practice today with a hamstring ailment. Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones held out of practice with that ankle sprain. The Carolina Panthers plant running back Christian McCaffrey on IR. He will miss the ensuing three games with a bothersome ankle. The Raiders moving offensive lineman Richie Incognito over to injured reserve with a bum Achilles. Reports holding hope he'll return this season. The 49ers leaning towards starting quarterback Nick Mullins on Sunday in place of an injured Jimmy Garoppolo. And NFL Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers passed away after a battle with dementia. He was 77. I'm Brian.